All of us who have been in Joburg, some of us have left already, know that the weather has been all over the place. And to kind of get to the root cause of why this is happening, we thought it would make a lot of sense to chat to climatologist and National Authority on Global Warming and Green Issues, Simon Gier. Simon Gier, good afternoon, and thank you for chatting to me on High FM.
Yeah, very good afternoon. Always nice to be back with you guys.
Justin, before we get into the weather thing, it's just not every day I speak to a Simon. Just tell me something. Do you often think, what were your parents thinking? Do you also have Where's the Pieman, Garfunkel, Simple Simon, all that stuff, or not so much?
I've never figured out where the name came from because it's not a family name for us. But I remember being on kibbutz many years ago and assuring the guy that I didn't have Jewish heritage, and he said, no, Shimon David Ha'ar, you must be Jewish.
Okay, there you go. I just think parents really ought to give a little bit more thought as to when they name their children. Anyway, let's move on to the serious issue, Simon, about what on earth is happening in Johannesburg. Honestly, the number of SMSs that are coming through just saying, ask Simon what is going on. What is going on?
Yeah, I mean, it's been an exceptionally wet November, hasn't it? And I mean, I think at my place, I mean, I'm now in Pretoria, but in my place, we've had rain every day for 3 weeks. Essentially, there's a trough which has been lying over the western parts of the country, and that's sucking in a lot of Indian Ocean air, sort of over the northeast. And that combined with certainly yesterday's storm, some wind shear up in the upper atmosphere, and that causes a lot of uplift. And so you get this perfect situation for thunderstorms to develop. And as a result, we had that big storm, lots of circulation, and some hail.
Simon, what I'm trying to get my head around is this typical summer chaos, or are we seeing something unusual? Because I do kind of acknowledge that we tend to forget from year to year just how wet it can be. But is something unusual going on this year?
No, I think last year we had quite a dry period up until December, and then it started raining, and we had a very, very wet December, January. And so a similar sort of thing, happening here. It just happens to be a wet period. I think stats that I saw for November was that it was about 150 mils in Pretoria this year, and about 125 last year. So it's not massively different to what last year's was. The year before
Fascinating,
we only had 50 odd bills. So these things do happen. But obviously we always think about climate change with this, and in a climate change environment, we are expecting more big storms for the high fault. You can't lay any individual storm on climate change store, but certainly this is the trend we would be expecting.
It is interesting, though. I've fled Gauteng already. I've been in the Cape for a couple of weeks. And the complaints about the wind here are just off the charts. But then again, the strength of the wind here and the incessant wind here is also off the charts. And I read an article last week in the newspaper saying Capetonians just grow up. This is no different to what it normally is. It was just as bad last year. Stop thinking that this year is something special or different. It seems like this is just a phenomenon in our memories. We just forget what went before.
Yeah, I mean, you only have to look at the trees in Cape Town to know that the wind is no new phenomenon. They're all leaning over
Those
to the northwest.
ones that grow sideways.
And also what happens is when we have a wet period in Joburg, the nature of it is that tends to strengthen the high pressure system off the Western Cape, and so you get those southeasters blowing. The two are connected.
Oh, that's fascinating. I didn't know that. Okay, well, that's something we learned this afternoon. And then just like talking meteorology for dummies here, how do you explain the shifts, the heat waves, the storms, then the chilly mornings? It doesn't make sense.
It sort of does. So one of the things you need for thunderstorms to develop is a heat source. And so it's this rhythm of having lots of moisture in the atmosphere, but a good hot morning so that, sort of like 10, 11 in the morning, it's nice and hot. So it gets the ground heated up, and you start getting the air rising away from the ground. And that's enough to start triggering afternoon thunderstorms at like 3, 4 in the afternoon.
It doesn't seem at all as though it's been limited to those times of the day, though. It's all over the place. I had a friend call me to say, when should I fly? I'm terrified of flying. I don't want turbulence. And in the olden days, you could say, well, catch a morning flight. I'm not so sure that applies anymore.
Yeah, I think so. One of the aspects of this is you sometimes get sort of very early morning thunderstorms. But I would say if I had to bet on when the least likelihood would be, I would say probably mid to late morning is a good time if you're worried about turbulence.
Interesting, interesting. That's good advice again. We've had listeners complain about asthma and various allergies flaring up. I'm always very skeptical when I hear those kinds of claims. Is there anything to that? Can the weather affect it?
I would have, yeah. So certainly, when we get hot and dry weather, that's when you expect, asthma and allergies to be a problem. When there's lots of moisture in the air, that tends to actually dampen those sort of things down. What you might find is when we've had lots of rain, and then 3 or 4 days of quite dry weather, that's probably enough to get some of the spores going, and so or pollen from the trees. And so you might find people who are susceptible to those things have a reaction to it.
You know, Simon, I once Googled climate in Joburg equivalent anywhere else in the world, and the answer was there wasn't one. Seems like it's quite a unique climate. The closest they could give me to a Johannesburg climate was actually Pretoria, because I do think it's the one thing that's absolutely perfect in South Africa. I just think
Yeah, I mean,
worldwide, you're not, there is no weather in Gauteng, basically. It's just utterly perfect day in and day out with a bit of rain here and there. So I'm just wondering, has something fundamentally changed? Do you think Gauteng is now more vulnerable than other provinces to these extremes?
not more vulnerable than other provinces, but we're definitely expecting. So when we model climate change, we see more variability in Gauteng's weather and a greater likelihood of severe thunderstorms. So that is definitely something that we're expecting in a warming world. But I mean, Joburg still remains the best place to live in terms of weather in the world because, we don't get the humidity of the coast. We never get really, really cold in winter. We don't get hot in summer because we're a mile above the sea. So it's a spectacular place to live.
And it is interesting that there is no comparable anywhere else. I mean, well, that's what Google told me. I don't know if that's, can you corroborate that?
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly better than the grey misery that is somewhere like Berlin.
No, well, I was thinking maybe you were going to take me to South America to something high in the Southern Hemisphere that was an equivalent, but for whatever reason, it's just not. I don't know why. You'd know why. I don't know. So South Africans love to joke about four seasons in one day. Do you think that Gauteng is becoming the new Cape Town?
No, I think, Cape Town, the reason that we say that about Cape Town is they've got frontal weather. So you wake up in the morning and you've got that sort of hot, dry, sort of gusty weather, and then the front comes through, and, by mid-morning, lunchtime, you've suddenly got, cold driving rain. So that's the reason that we have that sense in Cape Town. Whereas Joburg, you wake up in the morning, you eye the sky. I mean, the sky now looks like a sky that's going to produce thunderstorms in 3 hours' time. It is fairly predictable.
What's the strangest weather that you've ever witnessed in Gauteng?
In Gauteng, I'm not really strange weather in Gauteng. I mean, I've experienced snow in the Eastern Cape on the 10th of December before, and I've never been a big fan of Bergwins whenever I've experienced them. But Joburg weather, I mean, I absolutely adore. I'm a huge fan of big thunderstorms, although my dogs aren't. I'm also very jealous. My son lives in Hong Kong, so he gets hurricanes there, or what they call them, typhoons. Whereas I've never experienced a hurricane. So at some point, I need to move out of Joburg and go and experience some real weather that comes in sideways.
Oh, well, you can do that anytime you want. Just leave me here. Final question for you this afternoon, Simon. What should we expect over the next few weeks? Are we looking at more storms, more heat? Where are we going?
It seems to be more of the same at the moment. There's still lots of moisture in circulation, and so we're moving into December as well, so there's lots of heat about. So I think we're going to have that really typical glorious green December of days which are wonderful for the swimming pool around about lunchtime, and then a good soaking thunderstorm by four.
Sounds pretty good to me. Simon Gear, that's where we're going to leave it this afternoon. Thanks for your input. Really appreciate it. And that brings us to 3:30, and we're going to play Loiso, I Hate That I Care.